Listen Up Audio presents The Good Fight. Use productive conflict to get your team and organization back on track. Written and narrated by Leanne Davey. Introduction. Hi, it's nice to meet you. In this audiobook, we're going to dive into relationships and communication. So I thought it would help if we get to know each other. I'll go first. I'm Leanne. I advise teams on how to be more effective. Studying teams, and more specifically what makes teams effective, has been a professional passion for more than 25 years. My fascination with how teams work, and how they fail, dates back to grade school. My sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Fay, assigned us to create our own Caribbean country. It was a great project, with assignments covering geography, social sciences, language, and math. It even had artistic components. We were asked to write a national anthem and create a flag. It was right up my alley. I still love that kind of multifaceted project. The only problem was that the project would be done in groups. We were assigned to work with two classmates and told we would each receive the same mark. It didn't take long for me to realize this arrangement was going to cramp my style. From the first work session, my teammates made it clear that they were happy to cruise through with minimal effort. My idea to use papier-mâché to build a 3D topographical map seemed a little too ambitious for them. At 12 years old, I was already learning how hard it is to work on a team. I figured I had two choices. I could do the majority of the work, which would ensure the project was up to my standards. That would give me the mark I was looking for, but would create a huge workload for me. Even at that age, the unequal allocation offended my sensibilities. How was it fair if I did all the work and my teammates received the same grade? The other option was to dole out the work equally and let my mark take a hit. That option felt more equitable in terms of workload, but it didn't seem fair that I would have to settle for a lower mark. I decided to do the work to get the good grade. When I tell people this story, many of them regale me with their own versions. Whether they first experienced the struggle of teamwork in grade school, at Scouts, or at sleepaway camp, or whether it took until their first MBA class or day one in the workplace, everyone has a story of that moment when they realize teamwork can really suck. Faced with their first crappy team, most people make the same binary decision I did. Either do all the work to get the desired result, or live with the consequences of sharing the work equally. In 1993, I decided to turn my personal interest in teamwork into my professional path to see if I could find a third option. I earned a PhD in organizational psychology, the study of behavior in the workplace. My dissertation research focused on how team dynamics affect innovation, and pretty much everything I've done since then has centered on more effective teamwork. All these years after sixth grade, I'm confident that I've found the third option. Conflict. We can fight to make our teams better. Better ideas, better decisions, better execution, better results. The trouble is that fighting to make our teams better is still fighting. And in 25 years of studying and advising teams, I've learned over and over again that we don't like to fight. That's where I come in. I've dedicated my career to helping people get over their conflict aversion and start fighting the good fight. Okay, that's me. Now it's your turn. Let me guess. You're a strong performer who has always done well at work. You've already had multiple promotions based on your ability to get things done efficiently. You're used to being self-reliant, and you're not afraid of a little hard work. But lately, you're finding it more difficult to get things done. So many of your assignments require you to work with folks who just don't seem to get it. Or maybe they have their own priorities that don't mesh well with yours. This problem is especially challenging when you have to work on cross-functional teams where everyone is serving a different master. It sure makes it hard to collaborate effectively. You think about this problem of collaboration a lot, but you haven't figured out how to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?